الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على افضلهم وخاتم النبيين محمد الامين وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة المائدة اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اوفوا بالعقود احلت لكم بهيمه الانعام الا ما يتلى عليكم غير محل الصيد وانتم حرم ان الله يحكم ما يريد صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ربنا الهمنا رشدنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا اللهم ربنا زدنا ايمانا وهدى وعلما نافعا وعملا صالحا ورزقا حلالا طيبا اللهم ربنا انس وحشتنا في قبورنا وارحمنا بالقران العظيم اللهم اجعله لنا اماما ونورا وهدى ورحمه اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين آمين Dear brothers and sisters and sons and daughters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and invoking His help and blessings, we are beginning our study of Surah Al-Ma'idah. This is the last of the series of four Madani surahs, largest and biggest in volume, and at the same time very important also in some respects. These four surahs, they are the biggest surahs of the Quran. The biggest, Suratul Baqarah, comprising of 286 ayat. And for that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, لِكُلِّ شَئِنْ ذِرْوَةٌ وَذِرْوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ سُورَةُ الْبَقَرَةِ Everything has a top, and the top of Quran is Suratul Baqarah. Then we had Suratul Al Imran, 200 ayat. Then Suratul Nisa, 176 ayat. And this is the smallest of the four, 120 ayat only. But this size is decreasing, but the height is increasing. If you keep in your mind the simile of a pyramid. Pyramid as its rise is. The size, the breadth is decreasing, but the height is increasing. So actually, although there's a gradual decrease in the size of these surahs, but it's a gradual increase in the level, you know, or height of these surahs. I told you in the very beginning that there are two main themes. We should say one main theme and the second is a subsidiary theme of these surahs. The main theme is the Sharia, because they were revealed after Hijrah, and after Hijrah in Medina, now Muslims had their own society. They could manage their own affairs. This term state cannot be fully applied to the conditions that happened there, real condition in Medina in the beginning. Really, the state in the modern sense of the word established after the victory of Makkah. It was a full-fledged state then. But there was definitely a change in the circumstances, because at Makkah, Muslims were weak. They were overpowered, being persecuted. They couldn't decide for themselves. But here now, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so to say, he entered Medina as an uncrowned king of Medina. So actually, now they could manage their affairs. They could decide things on their own. So that was the difference that happened. So that is why this Sharia now started. But this Sharia started in Suratul Baqarah. We may call it in the modern terminology, it was the blueprint of the Sharia of Islam. Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then as time passes, more details are being given. Preliminary commandments came in Suratul Baqarah in most of the cases. But the final commandments in most of the cases, they came in Suratul Ma'idah. So here this main theme comes to its climax, to its top. That is why this surah begins with the word "Aufu bil Uqood." Now this Sharia is actually a covenant between Allah and the Mu'mins. Now this covenant, this agreement, this treaty, you have to hold fast to it now. So that is why, any similarity I told you, the first two surahs begin with Alif Lam Mim. Suratul Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim. Zalikal Kitabu La Raiba Fih. Suratul Ali Imran, Alif Lam Mim. Allahu La Ilaha Illahu. But Suratul Nisa started with Ya Ayyuhan Nas. And this surah starting Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. An advance. That was all the humanity were being addressed, but here the community of the Muslims. Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. Afu Bil Uqood. What is Aqd? An agreement. Uqda. That is knot. You tie two ropes with a knot. This is Uqda. Two parties, two individuals, two groups, when they come to some agreement, it's a contract, then it is Aqd. And marriage is also called Aqd. Why? It's an agreement. It's a social agreement. So actually, Aqdul Nikah, not only Aqd, it's the Aqdul Nikah. In the same way, all agreements, all contracts, they are Aqd. So generally speaking, all contractual obligations you must fulfill. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, awfu bil uqood. Take it as a point that you have to fulfill all contractual obligations. But the biggest contractual obligation is this Sharia. This is between you and me now. This is my covenant with you. Just as the covenant was taken from Bani Israel. وَإِذَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُدُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ. In the same way, now that this Sharia has been completed and it has been given to you now, that is why we shall find in the third ayah, أَلْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day I have completed for you your deen, and I have completed on you my blessings, and I have now very much pleased to acknowledge for you the deen of Islam. So now this is a covenant between Allah and the people of faith, the Mu'mineen. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu awfu bil uqood. Now first of all, we are having certain instructions regarding the foods, what can be eaten, what cannot be eaten. And these things have been coming not only in Suratul Baqarah, also in some of the Makki surahs also. But this is the final. Uhillat lakum bahimatul an'ami illa ma yutla alaykum. Bahimatul an'am. An'am are the quadrupeds. The animals moving on four legs. An'am. But bahimatul an'am, out of those animals, quadrupeds, those who graze, who are like cattle, they graze on grass or vegetation. There are quadrupeds, which are the beasts of prey. They kill other animals and eat them. They are not halal. Uhillat lakum bahimatul an'am. All the animals like cattle who graze, they are permissible for you. You can take the flesh of these animals. Illa ma yutla alayhim. Except which is recited upon you. And it has been recited many a time, even in the Makki surahs. Swine, that is an exception. Although it is also graze. It grazes. It's a quadruped. But this is the exception. Illa ma yutla alaykum. You cannot take the flesh of it. غَيْرُ مُحِلِّ الصَّيْدِ وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمٌ. There is one exception in this general permission. When you are in ihram, when you are wearing the sacred robes for the pilgrimage, you can't hunt and game. That is disallowed. But when you are not in ihram, you can have and hunt an animal or something of that sort, which is like the cattle, you know. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ. This is the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He decides whatever He likes. You can't question His authority. You have accepted Him as your Lord, and you know He is omnipotent, He is omniscient, He is all-wise, His knowledge is complete, your knowledge is incomplete. So you have now to accept the command that is coming from Him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Surely Allah ordains what He pleases. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tuhillu sha'ir Allah. O you who believe, don't violate the sanctity of the symbols and emblems of Allah. What are sha'ir? something reminds you of something. When you are going round the Safa and Marwa, the story of Hazrat Hajra and Ismail comes to your mind. It is reminding you of that story. So these are Sha'irullah. When you are praying behind the stone, Maqam Ibrahim, now Ibrahim alayhi salam comes to your mind. So these things which remind you, something which is very much liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these things become Sha'irullah. Sha'ir from Shu'ur, which gives you consciousness of something which relates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This book is the biggest Sha'ira. This is the biggest among the Sha'ir of Allah, this Quran. It gives you the consciousness of Allah. It gives you the reminding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La tuhillu. Don't violate the sanctity of the emblems or the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala shahr al haram. And also don't violate the sacred month. These sacred months in Arabia, that was a custom that no fighting during these sacred months. Why? These were the months of pilgrimage. And one month was for Umrah. So people used to go to Kaaba for pilgrimage. So these were the months of peace. No fighting. No attacking of any caravan. And they observed these rules. The Muslims are also here ordained that don't violate the sanctity. Walal hadiya. And also the animals who are being taken for the sacrifice, they also become Sha'irullah. Because now they are going there to be sacrificed near Kaaba. Walal qalaid. And the animals in whose necks there are garlands, they were also a symbol that these are for sacrifice. Wala amin al bayt al haram. And also people who are going towards Baytullah, the sacred house, they also become Sha'irullah. Because when you see a person in the ihram, what does it mean? He's going towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This also becomes sacred. So don't interrupt their ways. Don't obstruct their ways. Don't tease them. Don't inflict them with any injury. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُحِلُّوا شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ وَلَا الشَّهْرَ الْحَرَامَ وَلَا الْهَدْيَ وَلَا الْقَلَائِدَ وَلَا آمِّينَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامَ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرِضْوَانًا. Why are they going to Kaaba? They want, they seek the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are taking all the trouble of this journey. Why? To seek the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His pleasure, Rizwana. وَإِذَا حَلَلْتُمْ فَاصْطَادُوا. When you are out of Ihram, when you have done away with Ihram, that robes are no more on you, all the conditions have been fulfilled, then you can go and hunt again, you can have animals, so that you can use them as your food. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَانُ قَوْمٍ أَنْ صَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. And let not the enmity or hatred of a nation, because they obstructed your way for such long time, and they didn't allow you to go to Baytullah. Now this is relating to the Quraysh of Makkah. For 7 long years, Muslims couldn't go for Umrah or for Hajj. So actually now, there must be sentiments of revenge in the people. After all, they were human beings. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no. It doesn't become of you. You are the bondsman of Allah. You have to be a model for all of humanity. Now don't have any revengeful feeling, any vengeance against them. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ. The enmity or hatred that you have about that nation. أَنْ صَدُّوكُمْ عَلِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. That they obstructed your way. They prevented you from going to Masjid al-Haram. أَنْ تَعْتَدُوا. That you also transgress. No. It's not becoming of you. وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَ الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. It's the general golden rule. You must help each other. You must assist each other. In all the things which are for virtue and taqwa. Someone stands, I want to do this work. And this work is virtuous work. Good in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And help him. You must cooperate. Ta'awun. Ta'awun wal birr wa taqwa. Whatever is virtuous and whatever has that taqwa in it. The fear of Allah, the consciousness of Allah, regard for Allah. In all such matters you must cooperate with each other. Wala ta'awun wal ismi wal udwan. Don't cooperate in those things which imply a sin or transgression against anybody without any right. There you don't cooperate. Although it might be your own nation, although it might be your own tribe, your own family, your own clan. But if they are transgressing, they are doing something wrong, you can't cooperate with them. You have to cooperate with whatever is just, whatever is true, whatever is virtuous, whatever has the taqwa in it. But you can't cooperate in any other things. إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very stern in punishment. شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. He is Rauf, He is Rahim, He is Wadood, but He is also Muntaqim. He takes revenge. He is شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And He is very stern in punishment. Both these things must be kept in mind. حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْبَيْتَةَ. Now this is the final commandment, pronouncement from Quran. What is not permissible to eat? Number one, al-maita, the animal which dies by itself. Number one, maita, dead corpse. Wad-damu. And number two, blood. Blood is in itself prohibited. And that is the philosophy. That in Islamic way of slaughtering the animal, you only cut the soft parts of the neck, so that the big veins and arteries, they are cut. But don't cut this vertebral column, because the spinal cord which is passing through it, if it remains intact, then there is the contraction in whole of the body, all the muscles contract, so that the whole of the blood of the animal is squeezed out. But if you cut the whole neck, now, because the spinal cord has been cut, now the contraction wouldn't take place. And the blood would remain in the clotted form in all the organs of the body. And because blood is haram, now this slaughtering has become haram. Now this animal you can't take. You have to slaughter it in the Islamic way. And that is called tazkiyah with zal. One is tazkiyah with za. Tazkiyah. Tazkiyah to nafs, purification of the souls. And tazkiyah with zal means slaughtering in this way that the maximum blood out of the animal's body is squeezed. وَالدَّمُ وَلَحْمُ الْخِنْزِيرِ. And the meat, flesh of swine. وَمَا أُهِلَّ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ بِهِ. And on which animal the name of anybody else except Allah has been invoked. Although it is goat or sheep, absolutely permissible, but the name of Allah has not been invoked on it when slaughtering, and you are doing also, you know, the ziba, the tazkiyah in the proper Islamic way. But the name of somebody else has been taken. That somebody else can be some god or goddess, or he can be, you know, some awliya Allah. If you have taken the name of that person, not of Allah, it becomes haram. Wal munkhaliqatu. Now there are four forms of dead animals which have been made clear, so that there should be no doubt about. Munkhaniqa, an animal that dies of strangulation. For example, you have tied your goat to a peg with a rope. Somehow that rope comes round the neck of the goat. And the goat, she-goat, it is strangled by its own rope and dies. Munkhaniqa, by strangulation. Wal mauquza, and killed by a blow, a blunt blow. And the animal is killed. Now what happened? The blood remains in the body. It has not been squeezed out. In the same way, wal-natiha, some killed by falling, wal-mutaraddiya, wal-mulkhaniqa, wal-mawquza, wal-mutaraddiya, mutaraddiya, falling. Some animal, some goat, some sheep, fell from height and died. Wal-natiha, some is gored by the horns of another animal. All these forms when the animal is dead. But if you can find it alive and you can make ziba on it, then it will be okay. But if it had already dead, it is already dead. Maybe it is munkhaniqa due to strangulation. Maybe it is maquza, that is killed by falling. Mutaraddiya, natiha, killed by a blow. Or it may be natiha by goring. But all these forms of dead animals, you can't take the meat of it. It is haram. وَمَا أَكَلَ السَّبْعُ إِلَّا مَا زَكَّيْتُمْ. In the same way, if a beast of prey has taken some deer or something or else, captured it, and it has eaten some part of it. Now, if you have reached that animal before his death, and you can make this tazkiya on it. Illa ma zakkaytum. You can take the rest of the meat of that animal. But if the animal is already dead, now you can't eat the remaining part. You know, a lion or a tiger has captured a deer and it has only eaten a part of it and the rest is there. If you reach on the spot before the death of that animal, that deer, now you perform tazkiya on it so that the blood is oozed out. The rest of the flesh is permissible for you to eat. But if it is already dead, then you can't. وَمَا زُبِهْ عَلَى النُّسُبْ. And which has been slaughtered on altars. Altars they used to be, this is the altar for Lat and Uzza and Hubal. So people used to bring their animals there and then they wanted to present to their gods and goddesses. But the same will be the case if you are taking the animal to the shrine of a dead Waliullah. But you want, why? Why have you taken the animal there? Why have you not slaughtered it at home? So it resembles the same thing. So actually nusub will include that also. وَمَا زُبِهَ عَلَى النُّسُبْ. Although it was goat or sheep or cow, absolutely permissible, and you have slaughtered it in the absolute Islamic way, and you have not taken the name of that Waliullah or that Devta or God or Goddess, but you have slaughtered it in the vicinity of that place. Why have you brought it here? There is something wrong. And that is shirk. And that is also haram. It is not permissible. One tastaqsimu bil azlam. In the same way, they used to divide things by raffling arrows. All these things, because it becomes a sort of gambling. Arrows raffling, and by that they're making decisions. Zalikum fisq. All these things are sinful acts. Al-yawma ya'isa alladhina kafaru min dinikum. Now because nearly the whole of the Arabian Peninsula had been captured and conquered by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions by the time this surah was revealed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Al-yawma ya'isa alladhina kafaru min dinikum. These unbelievers have absolutely been disappointed about your deen now. They can't hope that, you know, they can overpower you. They can't hope that they can eliminate Islam. Now they have reconciled to it and they had accepted it. فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْهُمْ. Now there should be no fear of them in your hearts. You should be able, now you should have the full courage to say whatever is correct and whatever is wrong. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the full strength. And you have overpowered all the tribes of the Arabian Peninsula. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This ayah was revealed at the occasion of the last pilgrimage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the 10th year after Hijrah. But it was placed here. Why? Because this surah is the surah of covenant. That is why, although it was revealed later, but it has been included in this surah. This surah is the surah of covenant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking the final covenant from the Muslim. Now I have completed my deen and now we should have a handshake and you have to abide by it forever now. Deen has been completed. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. This day I have completed for you your deen. The whole sharia has been given to you. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. And I have made my blessing upon you. That is also complete. Completed upon you by blessings. وَرَزِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I have approved for you the Al-Islam as the eternal deen. This is the approved deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have found, you know, in Surah Al Imran, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Now whosoever accepts and takes to him another deen except Islam, it will not be acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this day, the only deen approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. رَضِيْتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا فَمَنِ اسْتُرَّ فِي مَخْمَصَةٍ غَيْرَ مُتَجَانِفٍ لِإِسْمٍ. Whosoever is forced by hunger. Somebody is traveling and he has nothing. He found no hunting. He couldn't find any food. And now he finds a dead body of an animal. And because he is going to die of hunger. If that is the condition, then he is allowed to take that matter, the flesh of that dead animal, he He is allowed. Because now, otherwise he will die. فَمَنْ اِسْتُرَّ فِي مَخْمَصَةٍ Who has been forced to the extreme due to hunger. غَيْرَ مُتَجَانِفٍ لِإِسْمٍ Without having any inclination towards that sin. You shouldn't have any inclination. You should take only that portion of it, that part of it, which is essential for you to keep alive. Not more than that. Number one. Number two, you should be taking it hatefully. I have to take it to save my life. I don't like it. It is haram. It is not permissible. So these two conditions. Fi makhmasatin, it should be extreme condition in which one is forced. One is facing death if he doesn't take anything now. Although it is not permissible, but if he wants to save his life, he has to take it. غَيْرَ مُتَجَانِفٍ لِإِسْمٍ But he should not have any inclination towards it. He should be taking it regretfully, hatefully. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ So this is a concession that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you because he is ghafoor, he is forgiving. And he is rahim, he is merciful. يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا أُحِلَّ لَهُمْ قُلْ أُحِلَّ لَكُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ O Messenger of Allah, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people are asking you, what is permissible for them? Tell them, all the good and pure things. وَإِلَّا لَكُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ All the things which are good and pure. وَمَا عَلَّمْتُ مِنَ الْجَوَارِحِ مُكَلِّبِينَ And which you train the birds of prey and the animals of prey. They used to prey and they used to hunt through dogs. Or the birds of prey, they train them so that they can catch other birds and then it becomes a food for you. So you train them, mimma allamakumullah. Out of that knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. You could train your dog for this hunting only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the faculty of doing it. You could train only this bird of prey for hunting because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the capacity to do it. فَكُلُوا مِمَّا أَمْسَكْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ Now what is the training? That dog will capture some rabbit or something of that type, but won't eat it. Because that is the training. It will keep that animal for the master to come, and then he will make ziba. So actually, أَمْسَكْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ Whatever they have retained for you, kept for you, وَاسْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ And now you take the name of Allah on that, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ And have taqwa of Allah, have regard of Allah, remain conscious of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ Allah is very swift in taking account. Don't think he will have to go under hard labor to take the account of all the billions and billions and trillions of people. He is very swift. His computer, they are very topmost computer. You can't imagine. In instance, all the account and all the your balance sheet would be prepared and presented to you. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا Now go and read. This is the balance sheet you have. اليوم أحل لكم الطيبات والطعام الذين أوتوا الكتاب حل لكم This day we have declared for you permissible all the pure and good things. والطعام الذين أوتوا الكتاب حل لكم And the food of those people who were given book before you. Now let me explain here, some people are saying today, and I think it is not without any weight of argument, that even Hindus are, Hindus of India, they are people of the book. In one way it is, I think it is acceptable. Why? Because we know, to every region of the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophets and messengers. وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ وَإِمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا خَلَافِيَا نَذِيرٍ And we find similarities in their books, the Upanishads and the Veds. The prophecies about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are present in Veds. So actually, they also belong to the Ummah of some messenger of Allah. And you know, a French researcher, Dubois, He studied the Hindu scriptures in India for 40 long years. And he wrote a book. And he concluded that Manu, the god of the Hindus, is actually Mahanu. Nu, they are actually the people of Nu alayhi salatu wasalam. Because in their traditions also, there is the mention of a big flood. and then, you know, started the civilization in India. So this is a piece of research work, but we can't be sure about these things. There might be essence in these views and in these theories. But you know, the Prophet declared only Yehud and the Nasara as the people of the book. So we can't be sure about any other nation. But maybe, possibly, it is just possible. There is weight in their argument, in their theories. But we can't be sure. As I told you, that maybe that Gautam Buddha was also a Nabi of Allah, a Prophet of Allah. Maybe Krishna was a Nabi of Allah. It's just possible. Don't look to what is attributed to them today. Had Quran not told us about Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wa salam, how could we accept Hazrat Masih alayhi salam as a messenger of Allah if we had known everything about him through Christians? Only because we know him through Quran. That is why we have accepted him as the messenger of Allah. Otherwise, he is the God of the Christians. How could we accept him as a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So don't go to the things which are attributed to them. We can't say that whatever is attributed to Gautam Buddha is correct. But maybe they were also Ambiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we can't be sure. Only about those whose name appear in Quran, we are sure that they were the prophets of Allah, messengers of Allah. But the possibility is there, but we can't be sure about any individual. So the people of book are only the Jews and the Christians. And the food of these people also who were given the book before you, that is also permissible for you to eat. But it should conform to the other regulations. Not because they are eating swine, you can also take it. No, that is haram. But if a Jew has slaughtered a goat, although he is not taking the name of Allah, but that must be slaughtered. Not chopped off, no, that becomes haram again. But this kosher meat, because they slaughter it in the same way, cutting the soft parts of the neck, so that is halal for you. In the same way, if a Christian is doing it, but those two conditions will remain. It must be tazkiyah, it must be slaughtering in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us, and then the animal should be permissible itself. So then actually you can eat the flesh or the meat that is presented to you by the Christian. وَطَعَامُكُمْ هِلٌّ لَهُمْ And your food is also permissible for them to eat. وَالْمُحْسَنَاتُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ And women of strong family background. Muhsanat, Hisn, I told you, is a fortress. Now a woman belongs to a family, a respectable family. That background is very important. Not a prostitute. If a prostitute, if she is a Christian, or she is a Jew and you go and marry her, no, no. وَالْمُحْسَنَاتُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْمُحْسَنَاتُ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ Must be belonging to a respectable family, must be a muhsana. So muhsanat from among the mu'mins, from among Muslims. وَالْمُحْسَنَاتُ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ And in the same way, the women of these people, the Jews and Christians who belong to respectable families, مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ إِذَا آتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ They are also permissible, you can marry them. When you pay them their dowry, their bridal money, muhsineen. And you also want to have them in the fortress of nikah. Ghaira musabihin. Not only for timely pleasure and sensual gratification. Wala muttakhizi akhdan. And nor to take them as girlfriends. No. It should be nikah. Regular nikah. You want to marry her. You want to keep her now in the fortress of your nikah. Then only it is permissible. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ And whosoever unbelieves with the belief, what does it mean? يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ He claims to be a mu'min, but he is acting as a unbeliever. His deeds are of the unbelievers. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ All his good deeds go in vain. It's the same subject which we found in Surah Al-Baqarah. Bala man kasaba sayyatan wa ahatat bihi khatiyatuhu wa ulaika ashabun nari hum fiha khalidun. Your profession that you profess to be Muslim, well, that is not going to be acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you have did? What was your attitude? Were you acting like a mu'min? Were you behaving like a Muslim? So only iman by tongue and lip service. But your actions, your character, your behavior, your attitude, those of unbelievers. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ. Now because you have said some prayers also, and because you have sacrificed goats on the Eid al-Adha also, all these things are good. But all these good things go in vain. The biggest sum multiplied by zero becomes zero. It might be any heap of virtues, maybe like a mountain of virtuous acts. Even one thing, bala man kasaba sayyatan, willfully doing something which is not allowed and permissible, willfully doing it, and continuing doing it. If you have done something wrong, and then you repent and return to Allah, Allah is forgiving. But if you are continuing, doing it continuously, then only one major sin can also take you to the fire of hell, and that also eternally. بَلَا مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً وَحَاطَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَتُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا. We can't leave this business, and we can't do it without banks, and we have to go and have overdraft, and we must do it. But we are saying our prayers. We go to Makkah every year. We come there, you know, we are purified there every year. But this condition, this attitude, absolutely wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never accept it. بَلَا مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً. All good virtues multiplied zero becomes zero. حَبِتْ عَمَلُ. It is called حَبْتِ عَمَالِ. All the, your deeds, good deeds are gone, multiplied by zero. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And he will be in the hereafter among the losers. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. O you who believe, when you rise up to say your prayers, you must wash your faces, وَأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ, and your hands till your elbows. وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ, and wipe your heads with water. وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ, and also wash your feet, إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ, up till the ankles. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ جُنُبًا, if you are unclean due to the seminal discharge, that seminal discharge may be due to coitus, sexual intercourse, or it might be due to a nightfall. إِنْ كُنْتُمْ جُنُبًا فَاتَّهَرُوا. Now you have to clean yourself thoroughly. That is, now you have to take a bath. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى. But if you are diseased, if you are sick and ill, you can't take a bath. أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ. Or you are on some journey, you don't find water. أَعْجَادُ مِنْكُمْ مِنَ الْغَائِطِ. Or someone of you comes from the toilet and he has answered the call of the